Walking in the spirit, moment by moment,
fulfilling my own destiny.
I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
And I'm fulfilling my own destiny. Are you? Isn't that what it's all about? Good Monday, Dan Revell with Purpose Talk Radio, and I'm delighted to welcome you to another wonderful session. And today is a very special day. Today is a day when Spirit is going to be speaking strong and clear, and we're going to get some other insights about what it means to live a Spirit-filled life. What does it mean to commit your life to Spirit? That's a scary scenario to a lot of people. It's one of those things where you kind of think of you have to give up control. And our ego really loves to have control. So that's what we're going to talk about today. But we have a little bit of housekeeping to take care of. First of all, I want to remind everybody that when you, if you'd like to be part of the conversations for this group, go to Facebook and look for Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. It's a group. Ask to join the group, and we will be glad to add you to the group today while we're on the air here, or you can go and any one of us can add you to the group. So just whoever sees it will add you in, and you can start joining those conversations. I wanted to remind you that we have a donation option on PurposeTalkRadio.com where you can give a donation if you would like that helps to support the radio program. You can also become a sponsor of PurposeTalkRadio.com or Purpose Talk Radio, where we're going to announce you on the air, just like we do our wonderful team who created the theme song, I Am Who I Am, True Trinity, with Cindy Freeman and Jillian Clark and Rachel Martinez. It's a fabulous song, and if you want to buy it, you can go to their Facebook page called True Trinity. And you can talk with them there about making it, about getting it. I believe, I believe there is now an option on their website, TrueTrinity.com, where you can also purchase the song. So that is a wonderful gift that we have and connection that we have with them. Once again, today is a very special day. I was given a sense all week long here in Sedona, Arizona, you know, where there's lots of vortexes and spirit activity. And I'm going to clear my throat. So hold on just a second here. Did you get to hear that? If I put myself on mute, it takes too long to go back and forth. Anyway, here in Sedona, the voices of spirit are pretty strong. And if you're at all sensitive to them, you get some pretty amazing messages. And some of the messages that I've got this week, and since I've been here, is we have been waiting for you, said in a very deep bass voice, which I can't even try to emulate. I shouldn't be on mute. Cindy says I'm on mute. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Anyway, I will just keep on talking and hope that you'll get to hear me pretty soon. So these messages that I got were, like I said, in a very deep bass voice that said, we have been waiting for you and to prepare yourself. Well, who knows what that means, prepare yourself. And this weekend, there was a wonderful festival called Sedona Spirit Day. It's a small festival right at the moment. It's going to grow. I know it is because the mayor and the city council have decreed September 29th as Sedona Spirit Day. So now this festival will become even larger. It had people who did readings. There was all kinds of vendors there with jewelry, and there were Native Americans. There were people from multiple cultures as well as Caucasians, amazing. And there were musicians. And then in the evening, there was a presentation with lots of music. They had some amazing drumming going on. Someone named Three Trees, who's very popular around here, and drums. He's an amazing drummer. Played, and then at the end of that was this incredible jam session with all of the different drumming groups and a trio from South America who also played with them. It was one of the times when I was informed, another one of those messages, that I was to go and sleep, relax, and be nurtured. How often do you get to do that? So many times, especially when you're self-employed, and you have a message that you need to get to the world, or that you think you need to get it out there anyway, that instead of relaxing and allowing yourself to be nurtured, you actually try, and you keep trying. And too many times we keep trying instead of allowing spirit to do its work through us. So this weekend was a weekend when I was able to just go and relax and be nurtured. And I thought, well, maybe this is where I'm supposed to meet whoever it is that is going to be our surprise guest on Monday's show. And I met some amazing people, some people who do amazing kinds of work, spiritual work here in Sedona. I met people online as well. And then, but none of them clicked. And Sunday, I decided to go to the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship here in Sedona, having been to one in the past. And I thought, well, this is a good place to go. But I had, on Saturday evening, I had seen an article in the paper for Jim Scott, who is a musician, a well-known musician, who sings and plays songs and composes songs about peace. Peace in the world, peace in your heart. And I had felt very strongly that this was somebody that I wanted to hear, but I wasn't able to go to the concert Saturday night. Well, imagine my surprise when Saturday evening I came home and looked on the internet for this Unitarian Universalist Fellowship and where it was, and who was going to be the speaker but that day but Jim Scott. So I actually got to hear him sing and to listen to his message about peace. So once again, I was able to spend the time to be nurtured and to be base myself and to be fed myself. And again, how often do you do that? I know I don't do it nearly often enough. And the message that came through with this is one way of preparing yourself. When you allow yourself to be nurtured, when you do things, whether it's to go to an event, read a book, sit down and listen to music, go to the theater, it doesn't matter what it is. When you do something that nurtures your soul, you are preparing yourself for the work of spirit. So that leads us into our card for today. And I think this is pretty interesting because the card for today, talking about what does it mean to commit your life to spirit? And the card for today is one that we had last week called The Circle. And Cindy informed me it didn't get enough attention. That might be why why it came out again today. But it's so appropriate. We often will not allow ourselves to live for spirit, to truly commit our lives to spirit, because of fear of the unknown. We're afraid of what that means. We're afraid of losing control. We're afraid of, oh my gosh, what are we going to have to do? Are we going to have enough money? Where are we going to live? What is it going to mean? Do I have to go traveling to countries that where things are not like I expect them to be? Or can I handle it? Or I'm disabled. What can I do? How can I do things? And we go through all of these fears and all of these uncertainties, which are nothing but procrastination. These are ways to procrastinate, to keep from committing your life to spirit. The picture on the card of the circle shows a mother breastfeeding a baby. And behind her is a full circle, a full moon. And isn't that appropriate? With last night, yesterday being the full moon, and today being the 1st of October. So this is a brand new month. And here we are. We've completed another circle in time. And now we're completing a circle in our lives as well. This card tells you spirit is like the mother. I really apologize for this frog in my throat today. Hold on, I am going to put myself on mute for just a second, and I'm going to replay the opening song so I can clear my throat. Hold on a sec here.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own.
There we go. It wasn't going to let me come live again here. I like that song so much. So thank you very much for letting me take that little breath of fresh air and a little sip of water. And let's go back to the card of the circle. So the message of this card is to be like the baby. Babies don't have any need for control. They don't have any need. They're not going to get enough food or clothing or warmth or love or anything. They know, cellularly, they know that everything that they want and need is going to be provided for them. They have no question about that whatsoever. And I think there's the key, is that too often we have grown up learning about lack and there's not enough and, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? Because there just isn't enough. But Spirit is telling us here, there is enough. There is so much. Everything that you could possibly need is there and is provided, and you are safe in the arms and on the bosom of Spirit. And Spirit is like the mother, where you can rest in her arms, you can rest against her breast in comfort, you can feed from her. Everything that you could possibly need is right there. What else do we need? And what is there to fear? Absolutely nothing. Now, before we go into further into our talk, we do have a caller, and she's been very patiently waiting. So I'm going to bring Sandy in live here in a sec, as soon as that lets me do it. Sandy, you are live. You said you had a question.
Yes, I do.
Well,
thank you for taking my call.
And where are you calling from, Sandy?
I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, okay. And what's your question?
My question was concerning, I guess, my job related to my present job. I've been there, I would say, a little over a year, like a year and a few months. And it was a nice change from the last place where I was at.
But it's not satisfying you anymore, is it?
Well, no, I mean, I wouldn't say it's not that. I mean, I've learned a lot, and, you know, and every day I learn, you know, I always learn something new because it's in a technology field. And I guess I'm going one step above, I've gone one step above and concerning, you know, my job itself, like compared to what I was doing before. So I felt like I've grown, you know, career-wise. Nonetheless, I wanted to see, you know, what if the guys or anything had any messages for me, you know, as far as my present position, what they were picking up, or anything concerning that arena.
Two things, Sandy. I do have a message for you, but I've also chosen five cards today. Would you like to have one of the cards?
Sure.
You can. Which card would you choose? 1 through 5.
4.
Okay. I'm going to take 4. Before I look at the card, I'm going to tell you that the message that I have is that there is another position waiting for you. It's in a different company. It might be in the same company, but in a different arena in that company, or they may be opening a new office somewhere. It also might... Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. It might also be that... That it's a completely different company, but there is something that is in the offing that is more than, as far as position is concerned, is more than what you are doing right now. It's something that you've kind of thought about in the back of your mind, but thought, well, maybe you're not really ready for it yet, but it's coming down the pike pretty soon, and it's going to be totally unexpected and totally exciting for you.
Awesome. Right. I mean, what you say about my present job, I mean, it could be because it's kind of it's like a few companies in one because we have two mm-hmm. divisions. Because
okay.
we offer, we do tech support as far as what I do for a telecommunications company.
Mm-hmm.
But then we have other accounts, and those are other companies that they have other teams on it.
Mm-hmm.
So that may very well be what you're saying, so...
That could be. Just stay open. Whatever it is, make sure you stay open. So the card number 4 is called the Betrothed. And it kind of bears along with what I was saying to you. The picture shows a young woman who is sitting on a chair, throwing on her lap. This is a very ornate, almost a princess throne type of a chair. And it's got a large red candle on either arm that is lit. The candles are lit. There is an archway opening behind her that almost gives her a halo effect over her head. She has lots of gold and green in the colors of the clothing that she is wearing. In addition, there is a ring. Let me see. It's by her right hand. It's on the lap of her gown, it's a golden ring on the right hand. So, wow. Okay. So anyway, we're going to go with this. This is a very promising card for the question that you have about your
mm-hmm.
job. It provides, like I said, that you are up and coming, that there is more there for you, that more authority, more responsibility. And that you can keep going, you can keep climbing the ladder, if you will. But again, be open because it may or may not be with the same company that you're in right now. As far as the ring is concerned, to me that because it's the right hand and we normally associate the left hand with marriage, the right hand we tend to associate with friendship. But this is a very large gold ring, so it implies that it's a man. It's much larger than her hand. And I would say that there is a man, a friend. Oh, I see. Look at that. There's other rings on here. It's not just a ring. It's actually an ornament. In all, there are 5. There are 3 on her dress. One is red. One is kind of an aquamarine. And this other one that I thought was just a ring has kind of a gold touch to it. On the chair, there are also 2 very large ornaments that look like rings. So... multiple things going on here. There are going to be 3 people who are going to be influential or who are going to be supportive of you. There are 3 people who are friends of yours.
Mm-hmm.
They may or may not be able to help you with a job, but they are going to be very supportive and they're important for you to maintain in your connection, to continue the friendship with them. One of them, like I said, that the one on the right side is definitely... It has the sense of being a man, someone you know. These are people you already know. On the chair, there are the 2 large ornamental areas that are also rings, which implies that there are 2 people who are in more of a position of authority, who are noticing you and who are going to help be supportive of you. And what your biggest challenge is going to be is to relax, to allow yourself to be the beautiful person that you really are. And
mm-hmm.
it's going to be exactly in line with today's show, is to do your very best to commit your life to your higher self, to your spirit, because then you don't have to try. When spirit is working through you and you're allowing that, it isn't that you submit necessarily. It's that you are saying to spirit, okay, I'm listening for your voice, and I'm going to take my ego and have it help me be an ally with me, and have it help me so that when I go off on my own way and think that I'm going to do it all, and I realize I'm going to get in trouble that way, that my ego is going to help me by reminding me that that's not where I wanted to be. That what I really want to be is listening to my inner voice, listening to the voice of spirit, because that is the true voice of who I am and where I want to be. And that is the voice that's going to take you to this position on this princess throne. Okay?
Okay. Good.
All right.
And you were saying that the time frame was very soon, correct?
As far as the job invitation, yes. And remember, it will be a job invitation. Okay?
Oh, job invitation.
Yes, not that you have to go trying for it. You will be invited.
Right. It could be maybe because I'm in LinkedIn. It could be maybe something like that because people do send you invites there.
Well, I'm not sure about that, but you need to be the one who's open to it. Okay, Sandy?
Okay.
And remember, get on Facebook and go to our Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group and sign in and join in the conversation there. Okay? Because other people are going to have some comments for you.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling
in.
Bye. Okay. We have a couple other callers. I'm going to take two callers. There's two more people waiting in line. I'm going to take these two callers. Well, yes, I'm going to take two callers. And then we're going to go into talk about what it means to commit your life to spirit. So the first caller we have is from area code 305. And you're on the air. Hi, this is Jan.
Jan, it's Rachel Martinez from True Trinity.
Hi, Rachel. How are you?
I am fantastic. How are you, my darling?
I'm fine. I'm fine. And thank you so much for writing that beautiful song and singing it. You're the voice of the song, right?
Oh, no, actually, it's Jillian. Yep.
Yeah.
We're all
right.
The voice.
You're the voice. That's right. Yeah. So what can I do for you today, Jillian?
Oh, it's Rachel.
I'm Rachel. I'm sorry. Man, I got Jillian on the brain. She better call in.
Jillian, if you're listening, call in.
So, Rachel, what can I do for you?
Well, I was hoping you could draw a card for me, actually.
Okay. All right. And you wanted card number?
2.
And your question is?
What is my next step in my music ministry?
Okay. Card number 2 is called We Found. And it shows we found, as in we found each other. And it shows a young couple, a male and a female, young couple, who look like new young lovers. Lots of color in their clothing. And obviously a lot of tenderness and a lot of love there. What this card tells me is that you have found your niche and you have found the people to do your music ministry with.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my heart, I feel like I just hugged a puppy. Oh.
Well, and that really is the entire message, is you already have found your ministry and the people that you're going to do it with. And the music, you're going to keep going with that music because it's going to come from the heart. So the card shows a young couple who are in love. And this is the thing to remember when you're writing your music and singing your music and playing your music, is to come from a place of in love, a place of true love. I was reading a book this weekend. It was a funny book. It was called I'm With Cupid. And Cupid gets really, really upset with earthlings and this one woman named Anna who wants true love, and she'll do everything she can to screw it up, but she wants true love, and he gets so upset with her that he grabs his true love arrow and he shoots her smack in the heart with it. And he realizes that he wasn't supposed to do that because you got to get permission from the head office in order to do that. But he just got so frustrated, he did it anyway. And he didn't expect anything to happen. But the changes in Anna were absolutely, completely dramatic. And it turns out that the arrow was not an arrow of true love. It was an arrow of pure love. So that no matter what happened in the relationship, in her job, in her life, it made no difference. She was coming from a place of pure love, which has no conditions to it. So therefore, this part is telling you to come from a place in your music ministry and with the people who are all of you together, to come from a place of pure love, no matter what happens, no matter what obstacles are thrown in your way, no matter what, make sure that you are always in a place of pure love, unconditional love, and you will go forward and it will be, your life will be amazing. And by amazing, I don't mean you'll become a millionaire. I don't know that. But your life will be amazing.
Okay. Pretty darn amazing now. So, oh my goodness. Oh, I am so excited, Jan. Oh,
good.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you, Rachel, for calling in. I really am glad you did.
Yes, it's so good to talk to you.
You too. Okay, bye. We'll talk later.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, I have a caller that I think is just listening. So I'm not quite sure how to read this. So I'm not going to call you in. The area code is 858. If you're the one who is there and you're just listening, that's fine. If you want to talk, please call back in and make sure that you can have the opportunity to talk. I do have one more caller, and then we're going to go to our, oh my gosh, everybody's calling in. Well, guys, I'm going to take one more call, and then we're going to have to go to talk about our time for today, and then I'll take more calls, okay? So the first call I'm going to take here now is area code 952. So area code 952, you are now on, maybe. We're getting there. We're getting there. Is it going to do it? There we go. Okay, you're on the air. Boy, it's really taking some time here.
Well, has it? This little guy comes on and says, unmute.
Oh.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
So is that what happens? Is that you, when you call in, you're on mute?
Right.
And it tells you to unmute yourself.
Well, no, it just, when you hit your switchboard, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And a little guy comes on and tells me, unmute, meaning now I'm on, I guess.
All right. Okay. Now,
I don't do anything.
Did you have to, first of all, who are you?
Sandy.
Sandy?
Yes.
Oh, is this another Sandy?
Yes.
And where are you calling from, Sandy?
Minnesota.
Minnesota. I can't help it. Every time I hear that word, I say it.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Does everybody do that?
No.
Who's not from Minnesota?
Oh,
anyway.
No, they don't. Mm-mm.
When you called in, Sandy, I need to ask you this. When you called in, you were given some options of whether you wanted to host or listen or whatever, right?
It says if you want to speak to the host, press 1 now. So you press 1, and then a flag goes up, I think, on your switch.
Oh, okay.
Something that says that I want to speak to the host.
Okay, so if there's no flag, then I can just let you listen, right?
Yep.
Okay, so Sandy, did you have a question or a concern that you called with today?
Are you doing readings?
I am doing some readings. I've chosen 5 cards for today.
Okay.
You can ask a question and choose a card, or you can just say, I don't want a card. I just want to know what I'm getting for you.
Okay.
It's up to you.
Okay. I'll just ask what you're getting for me about my job.
About your job?
Yes.
Well,
should I ask a question than that?
Yeah, go ahead. Tell me what it is you want to know about.
I'm just feeling really tired of my job, and I'd like to quit, but for some reason, I feel I shouldn't quit.
You're right. you're right. You don't want to quit right now because there's somebody at your job who needs you, and it isn't necessarily let me see. Wow. Well, at first I was going to say I'm not sure it's your boss. It's just somebody who's there that by you being there, you are impacting them in a positive way in their life.
Oh, I wish I would know who that is.
Well, I can't tell you that. However, there is someone there who is watching you and who is learning and growing because of your presence there.
Wow.
And because you apparently are being true to your inner self and to who you really are. And this is critical. This is something
this is
that is totally critical.
Okay.
It's very, very important for you to continue to be true to yourself, not be true to needing to meet deadlines or get a job done or make more money or anything like that. I mean, that's all certainly part of your job.
Right.
However, it means being true to who you are, your inner self, your inner spirit, because that's what is impacting at least one person, and it seems like more than one person. In addition, because you are being true to yourself, gosh, people, I wish all of you would listen to this, because when you are true to yourself, when you say, this is who I am, and I am standing firmly in who I am, and I may be the most out there woo-woo person in the world, or I may be the most conservative person in the world, it does not matter. What does matter is that you are being completely true to who your inner self is and who you are. And from there, the repercussions are absolutely phenomenal. And in your case, Sandy, it's not only the people who are looking at you as an example. Your life truly is an example. And it's good that you don't know who it is, because then you can't have any expectations.
Right.
All you do is say, my life is an example, and it is up to me to continue to live as an example with no expectations of anybody else. You're George Bailey in person. From It's a Wonderful Life, you know, and you may or may not ever get a chance to know whose lives you're impacting, but you are impacting lives, and this is very, very important. In addition, you're because of you being true to who you are and living who you are, you're also going to be noticed by the decision makers in your company.
The did you say decision makers? What
yes.
did you say?
You will be noticed by the decision makers in your company.
Oh, well.
positively.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm not sure what's going on, but it seems like there is some sort of possibly even a new position that is being created or opening up, and they've got you in mind.
Oh, okay. And what's interesting about what you're saying is how being true to myself.
Uh-huh.
If I were really true to myself, I feel like I shouldn't be there anymore. That's why I'm struggling with this, because I feel like my time is over and I'm not into it anymore, and I'm being disservice to everybody by being there because I'm going to start getting crabby.
Okay, then.
And you know what I mean? And so,
ever
since I worked there, I felt like I was there for a reason, to help other people.
Yep.
But then that sounded kind of arrogant, and I thought, well, no, that's probably not it. But
that is it. That's
okay.
Exactly it. And the other thing is that being true to yourself, even though you're at a point where you don't really feel like you should be there, one
mm-hmm.
of the things, I don't know if you're familiar with Baba Ram Dass, he's back from the 70s, and one of the books that he wrote is called Be Here Now. And if you
mm-hmm.
have an opportunity, go to the library, order the book, whatever,
mm-hmm.
Be Here Now. The important thing about being here now is being present in every single moment. That no matter how, when you are bored, when you are frustrated, to remind yourself
yeah.
to be here now, because there is something
yep.
important for you to hear, to learn, to see, and to offer.
I totally agree with that. Yeah.
So you're the change that's coming your way, there is a change coming your way in position. And I'm not sure, I still get something about that company or somebody, one of the higher-ups within that company.
Uh-huh.
But be consistently true, and this is good training for you also. This is a training ground for you
okay.
in being absolutely learning to consistently and completely stand in who you are at all times, every moment of every day.
Thank you for that. That's really confirming for me, because I feel many days that I'm the lone wolf out and that I'm looked at like, you know, I don't fit in, you know what I mean? So that yeah. helps me a lot.
And all I can say to you on that, and then we're going to have to move
yep.
on, is
yep.
is to focus on pure love.
Thank you.
You do the same thing that I was talking with Rachel about, is come from a place of pure love,
yep.
unconditional love, which means you're not expecting anything. You're not. It's not conditioned on whether somebody likes you, doesn't like you, says yes or no. It's just pure love, no matter what.
Yeah.
What obstacles or hardships are thrown your way?
Yep.
Turn around and say, how can I handle this from a place of unconditional love, and stand there all the time?
That's
okay?
what I've been trying to do, and you're right. It's a good training ground to try and do
yeah.
that. I've got some prima donnas that I work with, so.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's all like who's friends with who and who knows what and what position they have, and you know how it is. So I'm trying to rise above that and just, you know, be do the right thing, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Sandy. Thanks for calling in.
Sure.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we've got a couple of more callers, but like I said, we're going to go to what I wanted to talk about a little bit today. So I hope that you will have patience and bear with us as we talk a little bit more about spirit, what it means to commit life to spirit. What does that mean? You know, I thought for years that I was, oh gosh, I just wanted to be, I wanted to commit my life to spirit. I wanted to walk on the road of spirit, and I was too afraid to do it. So like most everybody, I chose ways that would earn me enough money to be able to allow me my hobby of doing what I knew spirit wanted me to do. And it finally came to the point a couple of years ago where, in fact, it wasn't even that long ago, it was just over a year ago, where I said, okay, I'm ready. I am committing myself and my full life to spirit. I am not going to make a decision. I'm not going to make a move. And hopefully I'm not going to blurt something out unless spirit tells me that this is the move to make. This is the thing to say. This is the place to go. This is what to do. And I will tell you that life has turned into an amazing, beautiful, fabulous and totally secure feeling life. So again, like that card on the circle, is it feels so secure when you say, I just need to be like the baby. I don't need to worry about whether I'm going to have enough to eat or whether there's going to be enough to pay the bills or where I'm going to live. I'm going to say to spirit, I'm trusting you every step of the way. And to take me to the way. So it's been an interesting life since that time. And each day I find that more and more I can give myself to spirit and allow myself to not have to scurry around in anxiety to make things happen, but to wait. And when I was thinking about this, of what does it mean? I typed into Google. It was interesting. What does it mean to commit your life to spirit? And here are some of the things I came up with I wanted to share with you. And there are four different things. One of them is a Christian-based outlook. And this is from a company called Campus Outreach. And I've asked Cindy to go ahead and post the website, which is coindy.org. What they say in this, I've just taken some of it out of it, is the vision of Campus Outreach is to, quote, build laborers on the campus for the lost world, unquote. We seek to build laborers with a commitment to the Great Commission through evangelism and discipleship. Well, I have a little issue with evangelism and discipleship because to me it means you're going out and pounding on somebody's head. That may not be what it is. What I would like to see it turned into is my evangelism and my discipleship is my life, is living my life. I don't have to pound on anybody's head. Just like we talked about, people are looking, and if you think of yourself as George Bailey and It's a Wonderful Life, and you may or may not ever get to find out the impact you've had on people's lives, yet never ever doubt that people are looking at you, they're listening to you, they're watching you, and they're learning from you. And it's not just your children, it's other people in the world who are watching you, and your life becomes a discipleship. So this is from the Spirit Controlled Life Bible Study. It says, living the Christian life is not hard, it's impossible. This means if we're going to know God and make Him known to others, we must live moment by moment under the control of the Holy Spirit. I agree with the living moment by moment, but not under the control of Holy Spirit. And it's not impossible. It is so beautiful and so wonderful to live in Spirit and to trust in Spirit. So they continue, God has called us to a supernatural lifestyle. The only way to live this lifestyle is for Him to live His life through us as we submit to His control of His Spirit. I'm going to keep all my asides quiet for now. And they go on to list several of the qualities. God expects us to be full of love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I'm sorry, that means ego. This is done as we walk in His Spirit. A bit of ego in there. God expects us to make disciples of all nations by evangelizing those who do not know Christ, then establishing them in their walk with Christ and equipping them to do the same. This is done as we walk in Spirit. God expects us to deal with the sin in our lives that hinders us from knowing Him and making Him known. This is done as we walk in the Spirit. There's a lot of stuff in here, you know? God expects us to deal with the sin in our lives? Well, okay. How do we do that? For me, I don't believe that I have sin in my life. I believe that my life is a perfect expression of the Godhead, of Spirit. And even when I'm pissy, even when I get nasty with someone, I am still perfect wherever I am. And I can't make amends if I have hurt somebody's feeling. And I can do what I can to become even better and more loving. And that, in a way, is walking in Spirit. That's my way of walking in Spirit. So they continue and say, the Holy Spirit came to point people to Christ, not to the Holy Spirit. Anytime the Holy Spirit is given more attention or is more important than the person of Jesus Christ is an unhealthy understanding of the Spirit, of the Scriptures that exists. So we are to believe in a person and not in the love of God and the Spirit that is there, according to this. To be filled with the Holy Spirit does not mean that we receive more of the Holy Spirit, but that we give Him more of ourselves. As we yield our lives to the work of the Holy Spirit, He has greater to work through our lives to control us in order to glorify Jesus Christ. It's no wonder we're scared to turn our life to Spirit. Every Christian at the point of conversion is baptized with the Spirit and therefore has the ability to walk under the control and power of the Spirit. I was brought up Baptist. No wonder I was scared to turn my life over to Spirit. The next one, without further commentary, the next one is from a website called writetodone.com, and this is a writing group. This is a guest post by Olin Morales, who is a fiction writer, freelance writer, blogger, and ghostwriter. And he has a blog that's called thecouragetocreate.com. I would encourage you to go read this blog. I took just a portion of it. 3 ways to hack into your spirit and become infinitely more creative. Doesn't that sound like more fun and more exciting than bowing under to control and power? Anyway, in order to infuse your writing or your life with Spirit, You must learn how to hack into your spirit and unlock its dormant potential for infinite creativity. And here's how to do it. And there are three steps, according to this article. Awaken the spirit. The spirit is easily awakened by stillness, solitude, and introspection. The spirit also loves silence. To truly awaken your spirit, you might try traveling deep within nature or sitting quietly at your local park. Once there, close your eyes, pay attention to your in-breath and out-breath. And after some time, try to see if you can feel your spirit. It should feel, or it might feel, like a little tingle or a delicious sliver of aliveness. And then invite your spirit to awaken. If you wait long enough, it will. And I would encourage you to keep doing that, whether you go out in nature or not. Anytime you think of it, just breathe and invite your spirit to awaken. The second step is to feed your spirit. People don't often realize that the spirit needs to be fed. One way to do this is to give your spirit food. That can be music by the Beatles, a cup of hot green tea, a wonderful film like The Tree of Life, or one of the many films by Charlie Chaplin. Spirit food can be a great book like The Alchemist, or a poem, or a shattered leaf that you crumble in your hand. Spirit food can be as simple as the act of paying attention to a small child who tries to play peekaboo with you while you wait in line to get your coffee. Spirit food is always plain, simple, quiet, and punctured by moments of silence and introspection. Spirit food gives you a sense of wonder and awe, like looking into a telescope, seeing the moon as if it was just 2 feet away from you. After you have spirit food, you should feel light, joyful, peaceful, and calm. You can also feel more energized and filled with a greater sense of purpose. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. The third item is to protect your spirit. Now awakened and energized, your spirit will easily assist you with your writing, your music, your living. A rapid flow of creativity will be unleashed, and you'll almost feel like you can't write fast enough to capture all the creative energy that's just been unlocked. Now that you're filled with spirit, your words, written and spoken and sung, will reflect this as well. You won't need to try too hard. However, in the hustle and bustle of daily living, something might happen. You may forget to feed your spirit. Without food, your spirit will starve, and you'll have low spirit energy. The less energy your spirit has, the more it will forget to become and stay awake. And so your spirit will fall asleep again. Asleep, your spirit's more susceptible to the low energy spirit of others. You must relocate and move away from those around you who are in low spirits then, and surround yourself with those in high spirits. Those with high spirits will cause your spirit to pick up its ears again, perk up its ears. Once those with high spirits lift you up again, you start again at number one and work your way back to number three. And he says, good luck, spirit hackers. Continually awakening, feeding, and protecting your spirit will unlock your creativity and make sure that it'll never wane. Good luck infusing your writing, your music, and your living with spirit today. Wow, that is so inspiring. I love that. And I have one more before we go back to talking about what your questions are. And this one is by Rabbi Micah Greenstein, who's the senior rabbi at Temple Israel in Memphis, Tennessee. And I've given Cindy those websites, and she's going to post them on the Facebook group for you to be able to read these articles if you'd like. And I highly recommend them. This one is called Jewish Spirituality, 10 Ways to Be a Spiritual Person. And I'm not going to read all 10 of them. I'm just going to read a little bit. Spirituality, whether you are a Christian, Muslim, Jew, or Hindu, or no matter what you are, is religion experienced intimately. Spirituality is religion experienced intimately. You might say it's the core, the essence of religion. Spirituality is where you and God meet and what you do about it. It doesn't have to be, as Larry Kushner says, otherworldly, such as in Handel's Hallelujah Chorus. For most people, spirituality is ordinary and everyday. It's a buzzword today. Earlier generations probably called the same idea sacred or holy. One of the great Jewish philosophers of all time, Abraham Joshua Heschel, who is a great mystical theologian, suggested that spirituality is life lived in the continuous presence of the divine, moment by moment. I like Heschel's definition a lot. The English word spiritual has its roots in Greek thought, and it implies a split between the material world and the realm of the spirit, because the opposite of spiritual is material. By definition, in English, spirituality seems to invite the spiritual seeker to exit this everyday material world in order to attain some higher spiritual level. But I am here to tell you that in classic Hebrew-Jewish spirituality, there is only one world that is simultaneously material and spiritual. But who else do we know who says that? Think of Thich Nhat Hanh in mindfulness meditation. Doing the dishes is a form of meditation, of spirituality. So Rabbi continues, many of you know Psalm 24:1, which says, the whole world is full of God. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. End quote. Everything is a manifestation of God, from prayers to garbage, and everything is connected. Everything conceals the Holy One of being. When Jews recite Deuteronomy 6:4, which says, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. What we are saying is that everything is connected to God. Jewish spirituality is an approach to life in which we strive to become aware of God's presence and purpose in everything. It doesn't imply a removal from the everyday. In fact, it's in some ways finding the extraordinary in the ordinary, in your work, in your exercise, in your quiet times, in material things. You can read the rest of this article. It's at a site called explorefaith.org. And there's a whole bunch of them. There's this one is a Jewish perspective, and there's a bunch of other perspectives as well. I really encourage you to go ahead and look at that. It's Cindy got her message today. Okay. You know, all of this goes along with what I've been saying about committing your life to spirit. It doesn't mean exiting every day. It means living every moment, whether it's vacuuming, doing the dishes, raking the yard, building something that you're building. It doesn't matter what it is. It's recognizing that this is an extraordinary event. Because you are here in human form. You are spirit in human form. You are experiencing what it's like to be human. And one of the goals, the biggest goal perhaps that we have in this life, is for us to experience the experience. And it sounds pretty simple, but there it is. Experience the experience. So now I'm going to thank you for this. This has just been lovely. I didn't realize that I was going to get to be the guest speaker today. So it's been very enjoyable. And now we have another caller who has been very patiently waiting online. And the area code is 215. And you are now online. Hello.
Hello. How are you today?
I am fine. You?
Good. I was wondering if you could just give me a general reading.
I could, but I need to know who you are first.
What's your name? My name is Susan from Philly.
Susan from Philly.
Yes.
All right. Hi, Susan from Philly.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. What would you like to know? We are kind of limited on time, so a general reading could be pretty long. So let's try and narrow it down a little bit.
Well, you said you pulled 5 cards today.
I did. Would you like one?
Yes, please.
Okay, which card would you like?
3.
Okay. I'm going to pull card 3, and this is for Susan in Philly. And the title of the card, Susan, I don't know what your question is, so we're just going to go for it. Title of your card is Guardian Angel. And this shows a young girl who is dressed in white. She has a bodice to her dress that has little, look like fleur-de-lis on them. And she has what look like red and white snowflakes on the skirt of her dress. She is standing enveloped in the wings and the embrace of an angel. And it's interesting because the angel's wings, we have so many ideas of what angel's wings look like, but these angel wings have some, they're kind of a look like a bird feather, but there's some orange and yellow color in the wing that is really quite beautiful. You have definitely have, oh, two things. You have a guardian angel who watches over you. There is somebody, we all have guardian angels, and we all have multiple beings who are with us at all times. You have somebody in particular at this moment in time who is watching over you. There is some sort of a concern that you have that is in the form of a little girl, whether it is you as a little girl or a daughter that you might have, some other young girl that you have, it's around. It's a young girl, and this angel, and right now we're talking about you, so you as a little girl, there's some sort of a question or concern that this little girl has, and the angel needs you to know that she, he is with you and protecting you, and that the answer, the step that you want to take, this little girl looks like she's about to take a step, that step that you're about to take, that has to do with, it's right side, so it has to do with responsibility, obligation, and duty, something to do with a job, with finances, with taking care of responsibility. There's a step that you've been thinking about, but there's been fear involved, and it dates back to childhood, to the little girl, and this angel is here to tell you, I've got you back. I've got you supported. The step you want to take is okay to take. The other part of this card is that you are in the role of a guardian angel as well. And I'm not sure if you're aware of that, but if you're not, it's time to become aware. There is a young girl, maybe more than one, possibly Girl Scout troop or a young group of girls. In any case, there is a young girl or several young girls who are looking to you for that same sort of encouragement, the knowledge that they can take the steps that they want to take in safety, that they can do them with confidence, take their steps with confidence, and that they also have their own personal guardian angels to help them. So this is a lesson that you are being asked to deliver. So it's being given to you, but you are also being asked to deliver. I'm thinking of possibly I don't know if they have the Big Brother, Big Sister program. If you're not part of that, you might look into it. Or something to do with other women, girls who are younger than you. This looks like a girl, less than probably, let me see. I would say preteen to young teen. Does that make sense?
Yeah, there's been a young girl contacting me. She has no mother, and I've been talking to her.
Okay.
She's been doing a lot in her life, you know, for being 3 years.
Okay. All right. Well,
you said there was a guardian angel watching over me. Is that a male figure?
The card looks like female, but I'm getting the impression it's either a he or a she. It could be either one.
Okay.
And, you know, I don't particularly like to name or give a certain.
When you brought that up, because just recently I was told, when you brought up the little girl that, like, you know, you said, I don't know if it's something about you when you were younger or whatever, but when I was a young girl, I lost my father, and I was told that he watches over me all the time. So that validated something that you had said, you know, that, you know, with the angel watching over me, that's why I asked for you to validate wasn't a male, you know, because they said he's always watching over me. And just recently I was told that, you know, I was thinking about moving and
the answer is yes.
The answer is yes, I'll be moving.
Mm-hmm.
Will it be soon by any chance, or?
As long as you can trust and take that step, yes. If you start backing off, then no, but it's up to you to be able to trust in your own higher self and in whatever spirits are around you. And I would say, as far as your father is concerned, I very strongly believe in a parent who has left us, who stays with us as long as we need them.
Okay. Well, maybe
which doesn't, it doesn't necessarily mean your whole life. It just means as long as we need them, they're there. But there's always lots of spirits around. I mean, I recently, you may or may not know, I recently moved to Sedona, and I spent the first night driving a 16-foot Penske truck and hauling my car on a trailer behind it. And the first night I spent in the back of the truck. And when I got to Stockton, California, in the Walmart parking lot, the security guard, and he said, "Are you going to spend the night here?" I said, "Well, I'd like to." And he said, "Well, I just want to make sure that you lock everything up tight because this is Stockton, California." And I was thinking, wow, that's kind of odd. I never expected that. But when I got into the back of the truck, you know, the car was locked, the truck was locked. But I got into the back of the truck and I did this little number with the padlock where I locked it so that it looked like the truck was locked, but it wasn't actually. And if nobody could lock me into the back of the truck, and if they were going to lift the back of the truck, I would hear them do that. In any case, I got in the back of the truck. I had my own mattress there, so I slept on my own bed that night. But there was that concern that the security guard had put into my mind of being careful because who knows what's going to happen around here. And so I put out the word to everybody, all my angels, my family, my friends who weren't around, who are no longer in physical form. And I got a very clear, crystal clear message that said, "We are protecting you. The only thing that you have to do is relax and go to sleep." So I was in the midst of what could have been, you know, danger. If I had gotten all fearful, I would have probably attracted danger. I was told, "We've got you covered. Go to sleep. Relax. Go to sleep." And I did, and I slept all night long. So,
okay.
So relax. Give spirit a chance.
A lot of people, I live alone, and my 17-year-old comes and stays with me on the weekend. But I feel that. I live in not a good neighborhood, and I feel like you. Like, sometimes I just go to bed and I just, you know, seeing it just watch over me, you know, keep me in the white light. And I do. I mean, I've been here a couple years now, and I don't feel scared. You know, like the neighbors say, aren't too scared of myself. I'm like, nah, I got the dogs or whatever. You know, they bite or whatever. I tell them to lie there and here. You know, they're good doggies in them. But what they don't know don't hurt, you know. And I mean, like, sometimes I have woken up, I fell asleep watching TV, and I left my door wide open, everything. So
yeah.
I understand what you're saying, you know. And but that's why I also want to move, too, because it's not a good neighborhood, you know. And I'm not getting any younger, you know.
In that case, all I could say is open up to the possibilities that spirit is bringing your way.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thank you very much, Susan.
Thanks for calling
in,
Susan. Thanks, you too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, we have another caller, but we also have someone. Iris has said, "I'd like to ask the cards, what does spirit want me to concentrate on in the coming days?" She chose card number 5. Card number 5 is called, I have to put the other glasses on here. Hold a minute. These are the ones that make noise against the microphone. The Angel and the Child. Wow. Oh my gosh, what a beautiful card. This card shows a young child sitting with her hands on her lap, kind of a light around her head, almost a halo type effect. And behind her is an angel. This is a very dramatic angel with lots of flourishes. And there's also a red, looks like a sun maybe, behind her with the lights reflecting. You know how when the camera catches the sunlight and it reflects to the sides and gives you those that... what's the word in English? The Strahl effect. That anyway, you get my point. And there's lots of other. There's feathers. There's souls. There's looks like there is a snake. There are bugs. oh, there's a centipede, and there's other bugs all around. What an amazing card. Wow. Iris, Sunray likes spokes. Yes, that's good. Iris, I don't know exactly what you've got going on for the coming days and weeks, but this is very much in nature with all of these animals. Maybe you're supposed to come visit me here in Sedona. But there's all of these desert-like animals with the centipedes and the snake. I can't tell what this other one is. It looks like a beetle. And the hot sun. I think there's going to be some sort of a trip involved for you in the near future. And all you need to do, what you need to focus on, this is going to be true for everybody for this whole session today. I guarantee you. What you need to focus on is being as charming as the child. This young child is sitting there contemplating, just completely at peace. She's dressed in white, and the sleeves of her gown have red and green stripes on it and white stripes, and there's this little halo-like thing about her head. So she is protected. She knows. She has no qualms whatsoever, no question in her mind at all. I mean, there's all of these things around her. That's not a scorpion, but there are centipedes. There's one right at her head. There's a snake right beside her, and she doesn't pay them any mind whatsoever. What she's doing is trusting in spirit. She is trusting in that angelic presence behind her and in the love that is there, knowing completely that she is safe, that she's protected, that she is never, ever in any danger whatsoever. What the world throws at her, she is protected. And again, it comes back to that pure love. If you can do anything from a place of pure, unconditional love, no matter what the world throws at you, think of unconditional love. How can I handle this? How can I respond to this from a place of unconditional love? So what spirit wants you to focus on in the coming days and weeks, and this is for everybody, is to focus on being like a child, of trusting, knowing that you are safe, knowing that there is enough, there's enough food, there's enough money, there's enough love, and you are so incredibly loved. And when you can stand in a place and sit in a place of love, knowing that you are loved. And when you meditate, breathing in, I breathe in love. Breathing out, I breathe out love. Breathing in, I breathe in the love of spirit that fills me completely. And breathing out, I breathe out the love of spirit to others so that they too know that they're loved. This is so critical at this time in our existence here on Earth. So now we have another caller. The area code is 320 and caller 320. Oh, here it comes. Here it comes. You are on the air. Hello.
Hello, my angel friend.
Who is this?
Sophia from Minnesota.
Hello, Sophia from Minnesota. How are you today?
I'm fine, but I do have a question for you that I thought maybe you could help me with.
All right.
I feel like I've had a calling to touch someone through a job, and I was wondering if you could help me with that.
You are your life is going to touch many people. And if you, I mean, a calling to touch a person through a job, absolutely. But your life is going to touch many people. You just by who you are. One of the jobs that you are going to have in this life is to get out and be seen and be around other people, to get your energy out there so that other people can feel who you are, because you have a strong energy. And I mean, even walking through the store, people are going to feel your energy. And one of them, a kind of a practice session that you can do is whenever you go to the grocery store, department store, no matter where you go, a restaurant, no matter where you go, allow yourself to feel pure love and allow yourself to radiate that feeling of pure love. And you are going to be amazed because people are going to come up to you and start talking to you. They probably already do, but they'll do it even more. Yeah, they'll do it even more. And sometimes if it starts to feel overwhelming, you know, you want to go have dinner and you don't want to be overwhelmed with people, just put a bubble around yourself that is kind of a privacy shield so that for this moment in time, I am being private. Although you can see me, hear me, watch me, please don't approach me at this moment in time. Another time would be better. They're still going to feel the impact of who you are. You, my dear, really are a living George Bailey. So get used to it. You're going to have a lot of people impacted by your very existence. And I don't mean you have to do anything. It's just by who you are. But you do need to get out there. You do need to get out there in person. You need to get out there so people can feel your energy, so they can be around you in person and connect with who you are. And this may be a bit of a challenge. You can do it as limited as you want. You know, you can, but know that this is your calling, that this is what Spirit wants you to do. You have a mission to be able to inspire other people and not just one at a time. Okay?
Yep. Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and this is a bit of a challenge. I understand it's a stretch. Start practicing stretching the envelope and do little groups of friends or have some people that you don't know for dinner or go to a church or a senior center or some other community center and just be there and visit so that you get to know people a little bit and you're more comfortable and then offer to give a talk. Okay?
Yeah.
And then it's going to go from there. So one of these days we're going to see you up on the stage in front of television and talking to thousands of people, at least hundreds. So prepare yourself. The message from Spirit is prepare yourself. And you can prepare by doing little bits at a time and expanding each time. Think of yourself as that envelope and that you're pushing it outwards. Remember how fish get in an aquarium and they're in a very small tank and they swim in that limited space and then you get a larger tank for them and they don't know what to do. They still swim in the small space. So think of yourself like that. And then when you get comfortable with where you are, then say, okay, it's time to get out of my comfort zone. I'm going to expand my aquarium just a little bit bigger. I'm going to swim just a little bit further than I usually do. I'm going to stretch my wings a little bit and be an angel for somebody. And there is a young girl, by the way, who is, you either are going to take her under your wing or you're going to impact her life in some way in any case. Seems like it's somebody who either is not in your presence just yet, but coming along sometime soon. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Welcome. Calling in. Okay.
I love you.
I love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so we have a little more time if somebody wants to call in or send in a message via Cindy for a reading on a card. Jillian is calling in. Oh, good. I'm excited. I hope she does. So in the meantime, I want to talk more about Spirit and again about this book that I read. I thought it was kind of a silly book and it's called the I'm with Cupid and what was the name? Oh, I put it away so I don't have the author. Diane Stengler, I think is her name. In any case, the thing that really impacted me about Anna and her when she was shot through the heart with this arrow of pure love was how similar I found some of what she did with how I have been since I was able to give my life to spirit. And that is in a situation that was not comfortable, or that I didn't like, or I didn't understand, or it was new or a little bit fearful, I would think to myself, well, I can go on being small. I can go on thinking about all the things I've done wrong, or all the things that I need to do, or how to do this, or all the techniques and everything. Or I can simply be, and I can be in spirit. I can open my heart and listen and wait until I get a sense, not from somebody in control or in power, but from my own highest self, from the Godhead within me and out of me, the Godhead without, and from what I call spirit. Call it what you want. But listening for that voice, and that voice never ever feels controlling or powerful. That voice feels so loving and so secure and so safe. And then you can make a decision. Then you can choose whether you want to continue loving this person or not, and what that means. Whether it means catering to their bad behaviors, or, I mean, is it, are they, one of the questions she had was, is the love, because the love she had for this person made her feel bigger and better. But was the love that that person had for her, did that person then feel bigger and better or not? These things we can look at. Looking at them from a place of unconditional love, of no expectations. I hope that made sense. In any case, we have a caller. Is this Jillian, maybe? This caller is from area code 262, and I am now bringing you on the air. You're live. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you? It's Jillian.
It is.
Hi, Jillian. Jillian is the amazing voice of our song, I Am Who I Am, or the one that we hear, anyway.
It is.
It is, yeah. So, how are you today, Jillian? Did you call with a question, or just because I kept saying your name when I was talking to Rachel?
Well, I got a text, Cindy said, well, I think you need to call in. And I'm like, okay, well, I don't know why, but okay, I'm calling in.
Okay, well, Rachel had a question on, what was her question about? What does, about her music ministry and what she's supposed to focus on? And mm-hmm. the card was called We Found, which is a young couple who are obviously in love. And that was the message, is you have found, so I'll tell this to you too, Jillian and Cindy, you have found the people that you're supposed to be with. You have found your ministry of your music. Each of you, not only together as True Trinity, but I know each of you does music individually. As long as you come from a place of pure love, not crying, not striving, you don't need to. As long as you're coming from that place of pure love, then that is what is going to bring out the most, the purest and the most beautiful and most successful music.
Mm. I mean, you should say that.
Why?
I said, funny you should say that.
Why? Why
well,
is it funny?
Well, I just came out of a sweat. Well, it's not funny, but it's just, I just came out of a sweat lodge from yesterday, and that was my very first, and we got to build a lodge, and there were moments in there that were, you know, letting go, but then the most incredible thing was the love of spirit that overwhelmed me. I mean, today I'm like in this fog and not feeling very much, which I guess you're supposed to feel after a sweat lodge. But I totally believe that what we're doing is for the greater good of the universe with this shift, and that's what's needed in the world. And It just affirms that we are on the right path.
You definitely are. Absolutely. And Cindy wrote a message and said, what was the next step with their music ministry with you, for the you as a group, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that is going to come from, you're already on the right path. So all you need to do really is just relax and
mm-hmm.
let it happen, because the doors are going to open.
Yeah.
All by themselves.
Yep.
As long as you all stay in a place of total love and listening to the to that voice that comes from within, listening to the muse, which is another word for spirit.
Mm-hmm. Right. They can call it everything, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So where
true.
Did you do this sweat lodge?
We actually, it's the first sweat lodge that we know of that has been rebuilt on the land of a sacred land here up in West Bend, Wisconsin. And a friend of mine who owns this lovely facility called Soul Source, she came to her and grandmother has always been, it's been always her dream that her grandmother had always envisioned, and her dream of that lodge came through yesterday. And I guess it's a spot that needed to happen here because of all the unrest and all the uncertainty of
mm-hmm.
and I've never experienced anything like that in my entire life. It was it was pretty amazing.
It sounds
words cannot explain.
So is your friend going to open this up to people
yep.
to be able to come and do it? Does she have a
yep.
website yet?
Soul Source. It's called
Soul Source.
Yep, Soul Source.
.com?
There's a couple of them in West Bend, but it's Soul Source Center.
Okay. Well, would you post that in the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations page?
I will. I will do that.
And for those who aren't in there, would you speak it again? Soul Source?
It's called Soul Source.
And is the website a .com or .org? Or
I believe it's I think it's a .com, yes.
Okay. So soulsource.com.
And yep. And if they're Googling it, if they put Soul Source West Bend, Wisconsin, they'll take it right to you. Right,
okay.
Right there.
All right. West Bend, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Was it cold up there?
No, actually, it was really beautiful. I mean, when we went in, it was probably about 6:30. By the time we got out, it was almost 11 o'clock, and the moon was so bright. It was absolutely fabulous. At one part, we heard a little owl in the background. Yeah, it was pretty amazing.
Well, and it was a perfect night to do a sweat lodge, too.
Oh, and a full moon?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yes.
Well, anything else that we can offer here tonight, Jillian, today?
Just gratitude that, you know, we keep spreading the word and that the music keeps going and that you keep getting to do what you get to do, and that's important. I know it keeps growing and we keep listening and we just keep on telling folks to come listen to you on Mondays.
Yeah, all right, great. Well, thank you very much for calling in. I really appreciate
it. You're welcome.
I'm glad
thank
you did.
You.
Now the only voice we haven't heard is Cindy's, and we're getting a little short on time, but we've got her on the Facebook page. So
there you go.
Again. All right. Thanks, Jillian.
All right. Many blessings. Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So we're coming down to the last little bit of the show. If somebody else has a question they want to call in with real quick, please do that or let Cindy know, and we can go ahead and take care of that from here. In the meantime, I would like to talk a little bit to you about do my own little personal advertising here. You can find me on my website, janrevell.com. That's J-A-N-R-E, V as in Victor, E-L-L.com. And you can also find me on soulbodyblueprint.com. This is the blueprint, the soul body blueprint that I'm doing, the course that I'm doing, a certification course, and it's called soulbodyblueprint.com. You can read about it there. I don't have any courses listed at the moment. They're coming up very soon, but that was because of the move that I made, so I postponed all courses for the time being, and we're going to change the format a little bit. There are going to be 3-day courses, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then there'll be a follow-up in a couple of months. You can find us on PurposeTalkRadio.com, PurposeTalkRadio.com. Remember, you can make a donation and help keep this going. You can also be a sponsor, and that also helps keep this program going, and we get to announce you as being a sponsor. So you can check that out on PurposeTalkRadio.com and contact me that way. And that email is jan@PurposeTalkRadio.com. And I believe we have Cindy on the phone here who is waiting to talk to us. So now we have all three voices of True Trinity who have joined us today. Hello, Cindy.
Jan. You heard me last week. Come on.
Well, I figured it was just appropriate to hear all three of you on this one day when the three of you, it just seemed like it was necessary.
Oh, true. Okay.
All right.
So what, you want we either have cards four left, or who are my angels?
What's your other question?
Who are my angels?
You have Archangel Raphael is one of yours, and there's somebody named Gloria, too. I have no idea who that is. And Archangel Raphael is very strongly in your presence, has lots of good input for you. So when you're feeling that masculine power energy type of energy, that feeling of the deep voice type feeling, that's him coming through.
Okay.
So he's a good one if you want to ask some questions, particularly music related, but almost anything related for you. He is there for you. You've also got a bunch of others hanging around you, people that you know who are no longer in physical form, and they're all waving and saying, hi! We're here! So what did you say about a card?
I said, well, you still have card four left, or you can tell me what the angel's got to say for me today.
I thought somebody did card four and five.
Four? Okay, I'm sorry. Maybe
four was the betrothed. One was
the soul, right? Okay, I'll go back to the note. Sorry.
Three was guardian angel. Two was we found. I think it was one. Here it is. Card one is called Rainbow.
Rainbow?
Wow. Rainbow.
You've got to be kidding me.
No, it's called Rainbow. And it is an absolutely gorgeous card. It shows a lot of these cards, they're done by a woman artist. And so a lot of these cards are very feminine, have very feminine aspects to them. This one shows a young woman, not a girl, a young woman, and she is dressed quite beautifully. Her skirt is gold. The sleeves of her gown are kind of red with designs on them, and the tassels on her hat, they're not really tassels, but ribbon, I guess you'd call it, have green and gold and different designs in it. And she has one hand raised. Her left hand is raised, and it's holding what looks like a lotus blossom, but it also looks like flames, like something is a flaming blossom. Her right hand is in the hand of the angel, whose eyes are closed, and the angel wings are raised so that they hover above the two of them, the largest part of the wings. They're not spread. They're just raised so they hover above the two of them. And there's all of these incredible rainbow colors, that every color of the rainbow that you could imagine. And what this is that sometimes we think of spirit and the life of spirit of being rather bland and just kind of non-personality. The picture of this angel is all in white. Her eyes are closed. There's no color on her cheeks or anything. All of the color is in her wings and in the young woman. So remembering that even when the voice of spirit, again, is very small and very still, but that there is so much vibrancy there and so much life there and so much incredible love that is there that brings all of that color into our present incarnation and existence.
Rainbows have been popping up all over the place the last 2 days.
Oh, yeah? All right. Well, there you go. There's another rainbow for you.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in again. Or not again, but thanks again for calling in. Okay.
Okay.
Talk to you later. Bye. Okay, we are at the last few seconds of our show, so I'd like to say thank you very much for being with us this week, and I hope you'll join us again next week. At the moment, I have no idea who our speaker is going to be, but I will let you know shortly. So for now, I wish you soul blessings.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.